secret for me.
Because, you know, it's fun to keep you in the dark.
I don't love it.
Yeah, it's monkeys. That's what it's going to be.
That was 5 KLOS at the California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Give me 5 today. Actually, our pal Bean had a little, she has a little show on Amp, and I was listening the other day, and he was doing a theme about monkeys, and it's amazing how many songs have song titles with monkeys, or in the lyrics, so any of that sort of stuff.
So title or
lyrics? Or, you know, other things. There's other, there are other monkeys, you know. So, and I just like, let's just steal it. You know, what's he going to do about it? Sue us?
Right?
So, yeah, that's what's happening on the Gimme 5. Tell him how much the name game is worth.
$2,200.
Damn.
We're going to do that before 4 o'clock.
I love how that just the money just jumps up, just goes flying up super quick.
I love it as well.
Yeah.
4 o'clock hour, secrets that you know about friends or family that you keep. You've kept the secret this long.
We're gonna spill any secrets?
With no names.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not the name of the caller, not the name of the person who the secret is about, but we just want to know the secret.
That's I like that. It's a little dangerous.
Yes,
know?
Of course.
Like
but without
confessing
names.
Crimes? Yeah. No, for no someone else.
How dare you say that? And we'll talk about KISS today because they're
KISS
is having a great time.
KISS.
And one of the best people are dumb ever.
Oh, nice.
Is next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
When you win the name game later, and you're going to, you also get power trip tickets. You're going to go to all 3 nights. GNR, Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Tool, Metallica. Sheesh. Tickets are on sale this coming Thursday at 10 a.m. If you want to buy those tickets, you got to register at powertrip.live. But a chance to win those tickets coming up a little
and
later.
And $2,200.
Damn straight.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
We've talked a lot about people are dumb.
It's true.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A little quick on the trigger finger there.
Yeah,
I wasn't
baby.
Finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. What else
would
you say?
We've talked a lot about people who are dumb.
Oh, I wish I had it. People are dumb.
This guy might be the best.
Oh, yeah?
It's possible.
Really?
Doctors found drugs in butt of 13-time convicted felon who shot himself through his testicles.
First of all, 13 times?
Yes, he's 27 years old.
27?
Cameron Wilson.
What, did he start when he was 5? Why are they giving him so many chances? Hey, go out and screw some more crap up, dude. Go.
He had a pistol tucked into the front pocket.
Uh-huh.
While he was at his apartment April 5th.
Uh-huh.
The firearm accidentally discharged. Sending a bullet through his testicles and into his thigh.
What kind of noise do you think he made when that happened? That must have been just the funniest yelp you've ever heard in your life.
A noise that only dogs could hear? To avoid being charged with unlawful possession of a firearm,
uh-huh.
He and his girlfriend drove him to his best friend's house, dropped off the gun.
Mm-hmm. The blast?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then they went to the hospital so he could have surgery.
Now take this over to Vito's house and leave it.
Yes.
I'm bleeding.
During surgery on his testicles, a balloon of weed fell out of his rectal cavity.
Dude, take it out beforehand. I forgot, man.
This led police, who were alerted to the gunshot wound, to perform a search of his vehicle.
But not the rest of his...
They found a bloody pair of jeans that he was wearing at the time with a bag of meth in them.
Oh, my God, dude. Wow.
Rather than arresting him immediately after the surgery, police allowed him to turn himself in 2 days later so he could get over it.
What?
When he did so...
Why are they so lenient with this dude?
I don't know.
What's he got on them?
But when he showed up 2 days later...
Yeah, oh no.
Police performed a cavity search.
Sure, like they do.
And reportedly discovered another bag of marijuana in his rectum.
Well, you gotta take a stash into the big house, man. You can't do.
But he knows they're gonna do a cavity search.
He's hoping. What are they gonna do at this point? He gets away with everything. He's like, they'll just
divvy it up, man, and let me have some.
So
later.
Shot himself in the testicles.
Wow.
Dropped off the gun. Had surgery. Balloon fell out of his butt.
Going into jail for the 14th time.
Healed for a couple of days.
Out in 2 days.
They found his jeans with meth in them, and then when he showed up at jail, he had another balloon of weed in his rectum.
Uncle Bill, is that you?
That is an all-time people are dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw the trouble that's going on in KISS land.
KISS.
But Howard Stern was asked Peter Stanley recently why Kiss didn't perform when inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014.
Yeah.
And the Rock Hall organizers were demanding, quite honestly, that we play with the two original guys, Peter and Ace.
Well, sure, that makes sense. I mean, that totally makes sense.
And at this point, that would be demeaning to the current Kiss band.
Yeah.
And would also give some people confusion, because if you saw people on stage who looked like Kiss but sounded like that, maybe we should be called p***s.
Excuse me?
Wait, I can't say p***s.
No, you can't. No.
When did the rule on p***s change?
I don't know, but it's an automatic beeper system, so Ace, it took it out. I don't know.
Ace Frehley now is demanding a formal apology, or he's going to release a lot of information.
Oh,
a lot of dirt on Gene Simmons.
Really? On our pal Gene?
Yep.
Aww.
And our pal Gene is on the Heineken 00 hotline now.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You're powerful, handsome men.
Thank
both
you.
Both of you, Sluggo.
Thank
Kevin,
you.
How are you?
Thank you. We're good. Thank
Great,
you.
Great, yeah.
We were just talking about the big Kiss news that came out.
That's true. I am beautiful.
No, we already knew that.
We're talking about... There was some discussion on Satellite about you guys when you were put into the Hall of Fame.
With one of the greatest radio personalities in the history of mankind.
Sure.
Kevin Ryder.
Thank you, Gene.
Sure, why not?
Thank you. But there was a question of why you didn't play live in 2014 when you were put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And, well, for many reasons.
Okay.
We actually did. I'm going to give you a little inside baseball here.
Okay.
We actually did play live, and unfortunately, Gene Simmons' massive dong bust through my leather pants and onto the stage, and they knew that that couldn't be broadcast on television.
I see.
Some type of Janet Jackson situation. So they had to then ask us nicely to just lip sync and then go over it again, because we had already expended most of our real energy as artists playing the Big Dong version.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Yes. Well, according to this story, Paul Stanley was upset that Frehley took a shot at Ace and former Kiss drummer Peter Criss during an appearance.
Would you like to try that again?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
Paul Stanley was upset at Frehley and Criss.
Ah, yes, yes.
There you go.
All right, good.
Okay.
And he is demanding an apology within 7 days, because Paul Stanley said that they should rename it, if they use those two guys in the performance, they should rename it P***S.
Hey, what?
That's
hey.
Right. It would be more accurate, considering how talentless and ugly and old those two men are.
So
there's a reason why, and Donald Trump knows this, President Trump knows that he actually stole this from me, but in 1979, I looked at Ace Frehley and Peter Criss and I said, you're fired. And there's a reason for that, because they're terrible, terrible musicians. And they don't have good style, and their penises are very small.
How does that play into it?
Well, you have to have a certain BDE to be in Kiss.
But as a result, it would sound like wee or urine if they were to get together.
And literally, if Peter Criss gets behind the Kiss and Ace Frehley picks up a guitar, it actually sounds like not even a human urinating, like an ugly. Like a Chewbacca looking animal from the deep Amazon, like something that we don't even know about, something that scientists are just discovering now.
Like that fish that they saw underwater in Japan just the other day. Yeah, yeah.
Or a weird yes, that's right. That's right, Sluggo. Like that fish and the the weird marsupials that you find.
All right, so the question is, what is all of this information that he has on you?
What secrets do you think that he's threatening to? Just spill it, man. You know, if you put it out there before he does, then it takes all the power away, right?
All right, I'll break it down. That's actually a very good point. And my attorney, Yachlem Lachaymen, has actually given me the same advice. He said, just air it all out.
Well, there you go.
Get out of
your mic. Your mic is open.
My brother is Richard Simmons.
What?
A lot of people don't know that.
What?
My real paternal brother, Richard Simmons.
The exercise guru guy?
He was always quite ashamed to be related to me, not because I'm not beautiful and not amazingly talented and not a part of the greatest rock band in the world, but just because he was always going to live in my shadow. And for a man who's in fitness, he likes to have a suntan. You can't get a suntan behind Gene Simmons in that shadow.
I see.
You understand what I'm saying?
Huh.
Yes, but
so Freely, he's say that.
But Freely and, said that he's going to give information that will bring you down. I don't think...
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's got a weird brother.
What kind of stuff would bring Our you sister. Down? What do you think he has in his 120-page manuscript?
On Banksy.
You're Banksy.
Wow!
That's impressive.
You're amazing being able to climb all over everything to paint in the craziest places at this point. That's amazing, dude. Really? I don't think that'll bring you down. That'd make you cool. I don't believe that that's true. A bad thing. I think that's a great thing.
Let's get to the brass tacks.
Okay.
All right, good.
He's a drunk goyim who has no talent.
Right.
He's just trying his best to cling to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that the only thing that he's trying to hide from the public,
mm-hmm.
and that could potentially harm Gene Simmons, is the fact that for the entire Destroyer tour, he would f*** me before and after the show.
I think that would embarrass him more than you.
And he would gargle my baby Gene. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, cough there. Yeah, sure. Yeah, no.
Yes, no, I had a bit of a croup.
No, sure.
It sounded almost like Ace Frehley in 1978. Something stuck in my throat.
It's good to get to the bottom of that story.
That's
because
good
that,
to
was,
know. That was
concerning. That was quite the question.
Yeah.
I always aim to please. And look, if
Thank
this
you,
really does play out the way that Ace Frehley does want it to play out, for $795, you can buy the Kiss coffin and actually get in it with Ace Frehley, because that's what's going to happen. www.kissarmy.com. I've got some friends in Mossad that I've already talked to, and if things have to go that route,
wow.
Then Ace Frehley will be 6 feet deep in the brand new, beautiful Kiss coffin that if you don't want to get in with Mr. Frehley, it's only $5.95.
From his Patient Number 9 album, Ozzy and Nothing Feels Right, he had said he's not really able to tour anymore, but showing up at one show, the second night of Power Trip, October 7th. It's October 6th, 7th, and 8th out at Empire Polo Club.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, with AC/DC.
As soon as he said that, I thought, oh, we'll never see him again.
Yeah.
I didn't think
and
a
that's
one-off.
A bummer, man. Yeah,
of
exactly. He'll be able to do those from time to time. It's on sale this coming Thursday, 10 a.m., and if you want to buy tickets, you got to register at powertrip.live. We'll have another chance for you to win tickets very soon. That's ridiculous.
It is Kevin Sluggo in the afternoon. We are childish, yes.
It's a very interesting story. I'm glad we got it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, no kidding. We were just talking about Ace Frehley being very upset with Paul Stanley and saying that he wants a formal apology because Paul Stanley said if they had to play with the original two
Watch
members.
It.
Yeah, I'm right.
You stay G-rated now.
Paul Stanley said if Kiss had to play with the entire band, the original band, that they would sound like
P. Wee wee.
Right. So now Ace Frehley went on satellite and said, Paul, I hope you're listening. I'm sure one of your associates in the Kiss group are. And I'm telling you, I want my formal apology for what you said and a retraction and an apology within 7 days.
I love that he gave him a clock. He's like, it's ticking down now, man.
If I don't get that within 7 days, I'm coming back on this satellite station and I'm going to tell some dirt that nobody knows about Paul and Gene that I've always kept to myself because I'm the kind of guy who doesn't like to talk about this.
Baba Booey.
So what information does he have on them?
I don't know, but what information do you have on your friends?
That's the question.
What kind of stuff do you know
What
about?
Secrets do you know about your friends and family that you're keeping to yourself?
We want to hear them.
No.
Because I'm thinking this is going to get buried. You know, whatever happens, it's not really going to, you know, whatever he's going to say.
Sure, whatever he's going to say, it's not going
to. So we need some dirt.
Make a big difference.
We need to hear some secrets.
So here's the ground rules. No names. Don't tell us your name. Don't tell us the name of the person that you have the information on.
Very important.
But what's the secret?
Yeah, what's the secret?
That's what we want to know. 818-955-KLOS. Secrets that you know about friends or family that you're keeping to yourself for now. No names, please. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about Ace Frehley from Kiss saying that he's going to release a bunch of secrets about Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. That no one knows, and it's going to bring them down.
And we love secrets.
So we're talking about secrets that you know about friends or family. No names, but we do want to know what the secrets are. KLOS, hello.
Have a good one.
Spill it.
So I have a sibling who has a live-in boyfriend. He's having an affair with his married neighbor. They tried to recruit my husband. He didn't. And then as soon as they found out I knew, like, it became a big deal.
That sounds like, what is that, Valley of the Dolls.
Yes.
There's a lot going out there. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My current employer, I work in the funeral industry, and I do removals and cremations.
Right.
My boss has a second family.
Oh, wow.
This is a huge one.
Dang.
Yeah, I was doing a removal about 3 weeks ago, and I was taking this lady out of her house, and I looked over on the photos, and there was pictures of him and not his children. I've seen him.
Second family is a great secret. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Secrets that you know about friends or family.
No name. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're sound asleep, and all of a sudden, somewhere in the neighborhood, you hear a round of machine gun fire.
That is not good.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have an app where you could go and look and see if anybody else heard it and if they know what the hell is going on?
Sure.
Nextdoor is a great app. It's a great idea. It's turned into just... It's, well, in fact, Scott here asks, is it in just my town or is Nextdoor one big Karen convention everywhere?
It is a pretty much a Karen convention, although some people are funny.
They're hilarious, yeah. And especially when they mock some of the people that are all very uptight and upset.
Yes,
those
agreed.
Are hilarious. I think we've been doing this weekend Nextdoor update for a while now, and I thought we should shout out Jen Takahashi. She is at Best of Nextdoor on Twitter, and she just scours all of Nextdoor and compiles some of the worst.
Yep.
Some of the most ridiculous stuff. So Jen Takahashi at Best of Nextdoor. For example, see this bottle of hand lotion here? You see this little black mark that's on it there?
I'm
showing him a picture. They use that much. It's down to there. But they thought, well, here's what they said. I've used most of it. I didn't really like it. Would anybody like to buy it from me? You know how much they want for it? $11.
What?
For this little bottle of used hand lotion.
It's mostly used?
Which is on Nextdoor. And then there's this guy.
Yeah.
It says there's a 4-foot-tall child terrorizing local Nextdoor users by running up to all their cameras with an axe at 3 in the morning for 2 straight weekends.
That's hilarious.
This is the kind of stuff you can find
on
the Best of Nextdoor. And then this gentleman, hold on, Grandpa should put on his glasses. I thought this was kind of funny, but I can barely see it. At 5:45 a.m., I saw and heard some people in my front yard and saw what they appeared to be making a snowman. I thought, fine, let them have their fun, until the next morning I saw that they were actually making a giant snow penis.
Oh, excellent.
And it fell over here, but you could tell what it was. Whoever you are as tacky as you are inconsiderate, and stay off my property.
Get off my lawn.
So we should check her out. Jen Takahashi has a great bunch of stuff for you at Best of Nextdoor. What if I don't want to?
Every day.
No, I don't want to.
Every day,
5
songs with a theme.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bad about this. We actually stole this from your pal Beam. He's doing that amp thing on online.
Right.
And I heard him the other day playing a bunch of songs that had the theme of monkeys. And I thought, we should steal that.
We can steal that.
Yeah, let's steal it.
Brandon wants to hear the theme from the monkeys.
All right.
All right, the theme is monkeys. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sligo, my bad. That it was Skid Row from Brian and Blended Emotions, both on Twitter.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Songs about monkeys.
I think the Rolling Stones have something with monkey in it, don't they?
Monkey Man.
They have Monkey Man, yes.
Monkey Man.
That's the one.
All right, who are you?
My name's Mike.
My monkey, thank you.
Thank you.
It's very realistic.
I love monkeys. You were saying that you were actually a nicknamed monkey for a while.
Yeah, because I wanted to have one so bad.
You and I have weird things in common.
I really want a monkey.
I've always been obsessed with monkeys. Same. I've always wanted to own one. I mean, same. I really, really have.
Yep.
Someone called in and suggested, a couple people actually, one of my favorite song probably by my favorite band, Monkey Gone to Heaven, the Pixies. I love that song.
Play it.
I would love to. It's not in here. Damn it. So here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. If you requested Monkey Gone to Heaven, first of all, I love you. Secondly, call on Friday. I'll bring it in, and we will play it on Friday on the All Request Fest.
There you go.
Because I love that song. But Sean from West Hills pointed out there's a chimpanzee reference in Loser by Beck. So since we're in that alternative mood anyway for our monkey countdown.
You got a monkey wrench by the Foo Fighters?
In 14 years.
But now...
$2,200.
I know, we got to get it out of here. We need $2,200. Please take our money.
Caller 13 818-955 KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game. I hear that in my sleep, dude. I really do.
Same. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Valerie, you're caller 13.
You're caller 13.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you kidding?
Not nope. kidding at all. No, you got your shot at $2,200 in the KLOS name game.
Plus, tickets to Power Trip. Do you want to go out to this massive, insane show with all those bands?
I would love to.
Well, you can purchase tickets if you want to buy them. You got to register at powertrip.com or .live. But if you get this right now, you get to see Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden and Metallica and Tool October 6th oh, through the 8th out at the Empire Polo Club. Plus, $2,200.
All right, so, here's what we're looking for. We're looking for the name of a domestic beer.
The name of a domestic beer. And the last couple of guesses were Blue Moon and Yuengling. Yuengling? I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Yuengling.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Let's try Keystone.
Keystone. Cops. Oh.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Keystone is incorrect.
Do you have any Keystone there?
No, I don't.
Oh, I was going to say drink. Well, thanks for playing. Yeah, do it.
Next hour will be worth $2,400.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks much. Bye.
Take care. Already in this version of the name game, we've given away $5,400 to one person, Nikki, who came up with Uma Thurman. So that was well
done. Looking for an actress that had been in more than 20 movies.
That's right. But now we're looking for something else.
Rod, you're caller 13.
Fantastic.
Rod, are you a beer drinker?
No.
Did you say right. No?
He said no.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Gotcha. Well, yeah.
That's not part of it. You don't have to drink
no,
beer.
No, not at all.
But we are looking for the name of a domestic beer.
Yeah, and the last couple of guesses were Keystone and Blue Moon. Kevin, tell him what he wins if he can guess the domestic beer.
He wins $2,400.
Damn.
And also take us to Power Trip all three nights.
Damn! So what do you think?
I'm going to go with Rolling Rock.
I am sorry.
Oh.
Incorrect, and I never want to hear that noise again.
Okay.
That's a fair enough request.
Yes.
Thanks, Rod.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good luck next hour. Right. Sometime between 5 and 6, it'll be worth $2,600. This is an invitation to win $2,600.
We have a shot.
Right now.
The name game.
The name game.
The name game.
We have your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash and tickets to the massive Power Trip. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
You get to play. Good luck unto you.
The name game.
Boss name.
Speaking of names, what is yours?
My name is Tim. What's up, bro?
Tim.
What's happening, Tim?
You're caller 13.
Oh, really?
Check you out.
You get to play the KLOS name game worth $2,600 and also tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip.
Sounds awesome to me, man, as long as I can get this right.
We are looking for the name of a domestic beer.
And the last couple of guesses were from Rod, Rolling Rock, and Valerie, Keystone. But that's not what we're looking for. What do you think it is, Tim?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with one of the nasty ones. Let's go with Bush.
Bush! You know, our advertisers don't approve your attitude, sir. Right on, man. Well, sorry. Tomorrow morning, Heidi and Frank will pick it up again right where we left off. It'll be worth $2,800.
Correct.
Thank you, guys. Keep rocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. held the top five spots on the Billboard Hot 100 singles charts on this day in rock in 1964. With Please, Please Me at number five, I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, Twist and Shout, and at number one, Can't Buy Me Love. A third of all U.S. homes with a TV set in them tuned into NBC on this day in rock in 1973 for the Elvis Presley Aloha from Hawaii concert, which had been recorded 3 months earlier. The concept album, all about the rise and fall of a theater in Chicago, Paradise Theater by Styx, hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1981.